If you have your Bibles, if you would go tonight and turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 20, if you would, please. Book of Luke, clock says it's 3:26. So. Book of Luke chapter 2, a little bit tonight on Christmas, but I would like to come a little bit different, I think. A time to refocus. And sometimes in our lives, I know that at Christmas time, we each need to stop and refocus on what it's all about. We all have we all pretty much have a history of Christmas. There are some that love Christmas, and there are some that just don't like this time of year. It brings back a whole lot of memories they'd like to forget. And this time of year, there's always an emotional roller coaster for some folks, and unfortunately, I'm in that group, I guess. I've not been a Christmassy person most of my life. I share this with you not to make you feel sorry for me, because please don't. But at the same time, sometimes I got to stop and refocus. Grew up in Elwood. We grew up. We had no trees. We had no gifts. Sometimes someone of the neighbors would, or somebody from church would bring a tree down, put up a tree, and they bring over a box of gifts that said boy, girl, and we would sit there and and look at the tree, and then we'd open our presents, and Dad would take the tree out, and that was Christmas all in one day, and unfortunately, to my shame, my kids pretty much knew the same thing about Christmas. We did not make a big deal of it. I love the idea of gifts, and I love that. I love to give, but many times I'm thinking during Christmas time, tonight's not a jokey type message. Kind of say, we forget and get so focused on why we don't enjoy Christmas or why we think we can't enjoy Christmas that we just need to stop and to refocus. So tonight I'll begin to think some things that I think that we can refocus on. If you're able to stand, I invite you to stand as we read God's Word, Luke chapter 2. I think I'm going to read all 20 verses, if you'll bear with me. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days, when there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was a house in the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and there they were sore afraid. And the Lord said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And that this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them to heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. One of my favorite verses for some reason. Verse 20, And the shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. Verse 20 again, And the shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all the things that they had seen, as it was told unto them. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I love you tonight. I ask you for help. Lord, I pray you just you'd guard my lips, guard my mind, and Lord, I pray you'd help me to say only things that's pleasing unto you. Anything I've got planned to say, Lord, if I shouldn't say, I pray you might remove it from my memory even now. God, I just want to wholly submit myself to you tonight and ask you to work in our lives tonight through this message. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You can have a seat. Real quick, I only have, there's four points. And then number one, I think sometimes we need to stop and refocus that Christmas is a time of giving. Look back, if you would, at chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. First of all, that the Lord gave his Son to us as men to be our Savior. We know from Isaiah 7:14 it was no ordinary birth. Look back at Isaiah 7:14. Again, it's back to the basics. It's refocusing. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. So we know he was an ordinary baby, that he was born of a virgin. We know that the angels from our text in Matthew there, we know that the angels announced his birth. Now on over to John chapter 1, verse 1, John 1, 1, and then verse 14. We also know that he was God in the flesh. John chapter 1, and verse 1, and verse 14, John 1, and 1, then 1, John chapter 1, and then verse 14. John chapter 1, and verse 1 and 14. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then look at verse 14, says this, and then the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see that Christmas is a time of giving. When God gave his Son, his Son was born of a virgin. We know that his angels announced his birth. We know that he was God in the flesh. Now look over to 2 Corinthians 5:21, please. See, we're using our Bibles a lot tonight. We're going to get the outline, and then we're going to come back. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. We know also that he lived a life sinless. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made a righteous God him. So we know that he's born of a virgin. We know the angels announced his birth. We know that he was God in the flesh. We know that he lived a life that was sinless. Now, they're in the same text. For he made him be sin for us who knew no sin. We know that our sin was placed on him, and that he died for us. We know that he died on the cross, and he arose like no other. So we see, first of all, it's a time when God gave his Son. Then the thing I'm doing, second thing is this: we know that it's a time for men to give their souls to God. When the wise men came, and then the shepherds came. It was the poor and the rich, and we know it was a time for them to give their souls to God. So number one, Christmas is a time of giving. Number two, look back at Luke 2:10. Luke chapter 2, verse 10, a time of giving. And secondly, we see it's a time of good tidings. Luke 2:10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. It's a message of good tidings. And the message, it's not changed. I'm thankful today that the same message there, the angels, gave these men, of a Savior was going to be born, is the same message that we have the days that our Savior came, and he died for us on the cross of Calvary. So Christmas is a time of giving. It's a time of good tidings. And then also there, back in, read verse 11 again, is also a time of recognizing God's amazing grace. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We see here, but look back at Isaiah 9:6. I'm going to get ahead of myself. Isaiah 9:6. Isaiah 9:6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 says this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." We see here that Christ was given for us. There, the shepherds in Luke 2 were social outcasts. They were not allowed in the temple to stay ceremonially cleaned. And you know, they was just the outcast of society, and yet the angels appeared to them with the good news. I'm thankful that I can say tonight there was a time when I heard the message of the good news. You know, and you know, tonight let's be thankful for the amazing grace of God. Tonight there's none of us tonight that deserve going to heaven. There's none of us tonight that deserve even having the Lord have spoken to our hearts, you know, and to convict us of our sin, you know. And so let's recognize that, you know, it's a time of amazing grace. So that number one, it's a time of giving. Number two, it's a time of good tidings. Number three, it's a time of recognizing God's amazing grace. And then the last thing, look at verse 13 through 15. Back to Luke 2, 13 through 15, it's a time, well, verse 17. 13 through 17. It's a time of glorifying God. Chapter 2, verse 13 says this: "And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now into Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger." We should hear that it should be a time in our lives where we give God glory, not to ourselves for things that we've done, but to Him which has done all for us. And then we see after this that the angels, the shepherds went and told other folks, and that's pretty much the outline. And my thought tonight is this: this time of year, no matter what our idea of Christmas is, let's not get so wrapped up in whatever extreme that we might find ourselves that we forget to stop and focus on what it's all about. It's not about the tree. It's not about the gifts under the tree. It's knowing that a time that our Heavenly Father sent His Son to come to earth, to be born in a manger, and I mean, to have His diaper changed, and you know, to live life that was sinless. He came to the cradle, going to the cross. So I encourage you this week, as we sit in our homes with our families, let's stop and give thanks unto God for things He's done for us in our lives. He gave all to us. After He gave His Son, how can I not give myself back to Him? He gave all to us. That this year, let's take time to give thanks with unto Him. So I encourage us in our homes to have a time of thanks to the Lord. And then the second point to tonight was simply is this: you know, it's a time of good tidings. Let's go ahead and share with other Christians how good God has been to us. Tonight, no matter what we are, whatever area of life we're in now, God's good to us. God's good to us. You know, I was thinking the other day of the wise men that they came looking for the king, and they found him in the shack of a peasant, that house of a peasant. It wasn't what they expected when they got there. And so, you know, and sometimes in life it's not all well it's what we expect, but there's where they found the king, and then that's where they rejoice with him. And then the third thing is recognize God's amazing grace. None of us tonight deserve going to heaven. None of us tonight deserve what Christ did for us. Tonight, The greatest gift that's ever been given was given there at Christmas, when God the Father gave God the Son to die for us on the cross, on the cross of Calvary. And it was God's amazing grace. There's nothing I could do to merit or earn that gift, but God chose to give it and to save my wretched soul. It should be a time of glorifying God. Our lives should bring glory to our Savior. Our lives ought to magnify Him, not ourselves. Our lives ought to be one that goes and tells others about the good news of our Savior. So the last couple of weeks I've been looking at this lesson, and and as the Lord helped me learn and help me grow, and I know what I want to say, but I don't know how to say it. No matter what we have been through, what memories we have, who we miss this time of year, it's good to stop and to refocus. It's not about me. It's not about my childhood. It's simply that it's about our Savior. It's not about the gifts that we'll give. It's not about the gifts that we'll get or hope we'll get. I got my wife a list, but I'm gonna shop for her. I'm shop for my present after Christmas when everything goes on sale. But I'm Scrooge. It's about Him. I'm thankful tonight that I know these things are all true. But if I'm not careful, sometimes my vision gets focused. I mean, it gets fuzzy, and I lose track of the real meaning of Christmas. I begin to go back and reflect on how it used to be in my life, not how He did for me. And many times, I'm terrible. My glasses get nasty sometimes. They stay nasty. I try to keep them clean, but it doesn't work well. I was going down the other day. I think I was driving the bus. And I thought, that windshield is, how does Brother Chad stand to drive? It's a big old spot right in the middle. I thought, that's got to drive Chad nuts. And I said, I can't believe this. So I got there. All the kids got off, so I got a paper towel, and I wiped the windshield, looked at it again. It was still there. I wiped it again, and it was still there. It wasn't the windshield. I had a big old spot. My glasses was all cloudy from one point up. So I stopped. They need it now. So I stopped and I cleaned off my glasses. It was like, wow, it's all clear again. Tonight was a simple and short message. Let's stop tonight. Let's straighten our vision out. Say, God, I'm sorry. I've lost track of what it's all about. Lord, I've lost track of this and lost track of that. And I've got so focused on the past or the, past hurts, past whatever. I'm sorry, Lord, I messed up. And forgive me. And enjoy the season. It's truly a season that we should rejoice in. Not only this time of year, but all year round. Why is it sometimes people have a harder time rejoicing during Christmas than they do the rest of the year? Because we allow things to fog our vision up. If you're here today and you don't have a past like that, you don't have any bad memories during Christmas, praise God for that. I'm thankful for that. I thank God for that for you. But if you're here tonight and you get some bad things there, well, let's just stop and say, Lord, help me refocus. Not on past heartaches, past heartaches or hurts, but Lord, help me just enjoy the reason for the season, and as our Savior. Take time this year, Christmas, to stop and to thank Him for the greatest gift ever. Imagine what it cost. Pastor was preaching, I think, this morning or last week, on the cross. And, and Christ coming from the cradle, going to the cross. Only time in eternity we ever know of that God the Father and God the Son was separated. What a price was paid for our gift. And then one last thought. How do we treat the gift that God's been given to us? Parents buy their kids expensive gifts, and then the kids take the box, and they play with the box and leave the gift there. You think, what did I do that for? What did I spend all? I just buy them a box and wrap a box. I wonder how God feels sometimes with what he gave us. We take it. We accept it. And we put it on a shelf and just ignore it. Imagine how that hurts God to see us as believers when it should be a time of recognizing his grace. It should be a time of glorifying him and his son. It should be a time of remembering the Christmas season. Instead, we're so busy with all the tinsel of life that we forget to stop and thank him. If you've not thanked God yet this season for what he's done for us, we should. We teach our kids to be grateful. Are we grateful to our Heavenly Father? He loads us daily with benefits. So I just encourage you, enjoy this season. I mean, I'm not bummed out. I'm not depressed. I'm not suicidal. I'm not, now my wife might shoot me, but I'm nothing like that. But I wish I could go back and make better memories for my kids than I did. Parents, while you're young, take time for your kids. Take time to make them take time to make Christmas enjoyable to them, and don't rob them because we're selfish. Let's be thankful for what he's done for us.